Blog Talk Radio.
Clean and unclean. Hey.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. That was Holiness is Right, and it's all fitting. The Born Again Church Choir. Holiness is Right. God bless. We're so blessed to be back on the line again. We just thank our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for allowing us to come on and hear word from the anointed men and women of God that bring forth the wonderful and blessed word from our Jesus Christ on high. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Pastor Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host today, Sister Ruby Larry. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time and 8 a.m. Eastern time, where she's at in the Carolinas, with Minister Billy Burns. And tune in expecting for the title of that is They Overcame, and she's coming out of Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And it's a time for you to give your testimonies. So please, as the Lord leads you, go on and give your testimonies to the segment. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook and Twitter at New Destiny 54. And you can listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archived message. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. And we appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you. Pastor Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in, and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. And we're so blessed today. We're blessed every day, but every day the Lord sent evangelist, Pastor Bernard. I got to get used to Pastor. Pastor Bernard, and he lets her know who to bring on the broadcast. He gives them, she texts them or call them, and they say yes. Or they have time to come on and bring the anointed word of God to you. And today we have our own prophet, Michael Davis. He's from Ministries of Michael, Vacaville, California. And he's been on this broadcast a long time with us. And the Lord has anointed him and appointed him to bring the word of life to his people today. And we are so thankful that he had time to come on and bring the word of the Lord. Every time Pastor Adrian called him, he says yes. The Lord changes his schedule and work it in so that he can come on and give us a word or a prayer request or whatever as the Lord lead him. So with no further ado, we're going to turn you over to Prophet Michael Davis, all the way from Vacaville, California, and his ministry is Ministry of Michael, and has such a beautiful spirit from the Lord. So, Prophet Michael, we would like for you to open up with prayer, and you just be led as the Lord leads you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby, and God bless Evangelist Bernard in her absence, as she is conducting a funeral today in Louisiana. And we just pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is there with her, and the power of God and the boldness of the apostles to declare the unmitigated word of God, the word of truth liberally in that place, and that many souls would be saved in Jesus' name. Father, we come to you for this broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It is because of the anointing that every yoke is destroyed and every burden is removed. The people need answers today. They need to hear from heaven. They need a word from God, a word that will change their life, a word that will confirm the direction that you are taking them in. Satan, we bind you in Jesus' name. We cast you out, command you to go. You have no place. You have no part in this matter concerning the kingdom of God. You were evicted from heaven down to the earth, where you lost your first habitation, and this is not your home. This home belongs to the saints of God. It was given to us by birthright to Adam. And we are the heirs of Adam, glory to God, through the covenant of Abraham by the Lord Jesus Christ. And because we are heirs, the Bible says, and the righteous shall inherit the earth. So we are heirs. This is our earth. It belongs to us. Mm. It's going to be destroyed. God is going to remake it. He's going to remake it, and the only people that are going to inhabit this earth is going to be the righteous of Christ. Those who are in Christ will inherit the earth, for the earth shall remain going to be destroyed, but it was also destroyed in the flood, and God restored it. It's going to be destroyed this time by fire, and God will destroy it, will restore it for habitation. And this time, the only people that are going to be on the earth are God's children. Hallelujah. So, Father, Hallelujah. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your wisdom, your knowledge, the crown of glory upon my head, that I may say and do those things that you want me to say. For your name's sake, for the sake of thy people, I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, I feel God. I feel God.
Hallelujah.
I feel God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. I feel like going on.
Hallelujah.
I feel like going on. Though trials may come on every hand, I feel like going on because of his name. I feel like praising the Lord. I feel like praising the Lord. Though trials may come on every hand, I feel like praising the Lord. I feel like praising the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. May shackles be loosed today. May burdens be lifted today. May every yoke be destroyed today because of the name that is above every name, and that's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a name, but before we talk about our name being good, we have to talk about Jesus' name being good, because he's the only one that's good. Hallelujah. And he'll make our name good. Glory to God. God can do it. God's going to do miracles today. I believe it by faith. If you're ready by faith to receive miracles, to receive prophetic miracles according to your faith, be it unto you. Some of y'all, God is going to change your credit report. Your credit report is so bad, you're trying to get some things done, and God is going to change your credit report. He did it for me and my sister. My sister was trying to buy a car. I got to just flow with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. My sister was trying to buy a car, And when she went there and they ran the credit report, it didn't come up so well. But right after that, there was a blackout, and all the electronic equipment went down, and it was down for about 15 minutes, and she waited. And then it came back up. The power came back on, and they said, well, let's run it again. And so they ran it again, and when they ran it again, the credit report came back clear 100%. I mean, everything was perfect. And so the man said, we will take this good report and we'll throw this bad report away. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God did it for me. When I was opening an account, God did it for me. I'm telling you, God did it for me. He told me to go to this particular credit union and open an account with them. He spoke to me and said, go to this credit union. And I said, God, I got a couple of things on my credit. They may not approve me, you know, because I'd had some differences with Bank of America, glory to God. But Bank of America treated me good. But he spoke to me and said, go to this credit union. I went there, and when they ran my credit report, it was completely blank. It was as if I had never had credit before. The people couldn't believe it. They say, what? You've never had credit? I said, well, according to what's written, so let it be.
Hallelujah.
They said, you've never bought anything on credit? I said, whatever it says, so be it. And they said, well, yeah, we'll be more than glad to do business with you because your record is clean. God can change anything. I'm doing it in my own life. He wiped everything off that credit report where it was nothing on there, nothing. The people was amazed. They said, you have no credit? I said, everybody don't have to use credit. I didn't say that was my case. I just said, everybody don't have to use credit.
That's right.
See, credit is if you don't got the money. If you got the money, you don't need credit. Thank you, Jesus. Hello, somebody. So that's a word for somebody out there who's listening, that God has changed my credit before. I've seen him do it. He's changed my credit report. He's wiped it completely clean so I could get done what he told me to get done. If God is speaking to you about doing something regarding credit, listen to him, obey him, take the step of faith. Don't be talking about, well, my credit is bad or I don't have it, or God, you know, I got a couple of marks on my bill. Don't worry about that. If God tell you to do it, just do it. And he'll take care of it from there. If he's telling you to go get a car or something like that, like he did my sister, and her credit was toe up from the flow up, need to check up from her head to a toe up, and then God fixed her credit, and when it came back, it was perfect. So just give God the glory, because why? His name is above every name, and
above
after mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Let's go to Jeremiah 33. I believe it's 1, 2, and 3. It might be just 2 and 3. Let's go over this. Let's go to the book of Jeremiah the prophet. Glory to God. And we're going to chapter 33. Thank you, Jesus. I got to find it myself. There you go, right there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Jeremiah 33, and when you have that, say amen. I can hear you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to verse, let's look at this. Let's look at this. There's something in here. Let's start at verse 1. Moreover, and once again, we're talking about the name. Now, the title message that Evangelist Bernard has given is out of Proverbs 22:1. And it says, a good name is rather to be chosen than gold and riches, or than silver and gold. Before I go into our name, I wanted to touch on the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen? Glory to God. Because we're going to bow to his name. Glory to God. It says here in Jeremiah 33, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison. Sometimes God will allow us to be in situations that appear to be limiting, situations that will be limiting in our life, where it appears that, God, I'm limited. I can only go so far here. I can only go so far there. I can only do this. I can only do that. I'm limited. And God wants to take the limits off. God wants to take the limits off because his name is at stake. When we represent God, we represent the King of Kings. We represent the glory of God. We represent the power of God. We represent the Father of all creation, the one who made the heavens and the earth. So his name is on the line because we are his children. You know, you don't let your children go around looking crazy because you don't say, ain't that so-and-so's, ain't that Sister Johnson's child? See, your behavior, your conduct, the way you act, the way you present yourself, all of that reflects on the name of Jesus because you're his child. Now, Jeremiah was shut up in prison, and God had called him to be a prophet. And God told him to speak to these people. Even though they wouldn't listen to him, God still told him, whatever I tell you to speak, I want you to declare my word to these people, whether they hear or whether they choose not to hear. Glory to God. But God called him and assigned him to this, and God knew this was going to happen in his life. So he was shut up in the court of the prison in the king's palace, and glory to God, this is what the word of the Lord says. The word of the Lord came unto him while he was yet shut up in the prison. Verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Now, what does Lord mean? That means ruler. Mm-hmm. Lord means ruler. You have a landlord, he's the ruler of that property. Uh-huh. He's the one that said, well, you know, if you don't want you to smoke on this property, you can't smoke on it. Why? Because he's the ruler or the landlord of that property. So whatever he say, go. Whatever he put in the contract, you sign it, that's the way it's going to be. Why? Because he's the landlord over that property. But the Lord is the ruler of all things. And what he says, go. Why? Because his name is Lord. That means he's the ruler. He's in control. He's the shot caller. He's the big baller. He's the one that got the final word. It's not over till the fat lady sings. It's not over till God says it's over. My God, for heaven. I feel the power of God on that word for somebody. It's not over until God says it's over. Don't look at the circumstance. Don't look at the situation. Don't look at the problem. Look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He has the last say-so. His name is Lord. He's Lord over everything. My God from heaven. That's his name, ruler. Lord, it's ruler. He's ruling the situation. He's ruling the circumstance. He's the ruler. That means he's got the final decision, the final word, the final say-so, the final decision, the final choice. He's God Almighty by himself. My God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So his name is Lord, and then this is what he says after that. Look at that. My God, this is a powerful book. And then the third verse says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now, Jeremiah is in prison. He's shut up in the court of the prison, bound up in there, see nothing. It's dark in there. They didn't have no electricity in them days, so there's no light in there. He's shut up in the court of the prison, in the king's court in the prison. There's no light in there. He got a boo-boo, and he got boo-boo all around him, and he got a urine and pee and boo-boo all around him, and it's stinking there. I'm just giving you the picture of what he's dealing with. He's in a situation, and the Lord said, my name is ruler. I'm a ruler over the situation that you're in. It might look like it's bad right now. You're surrounded by your own boo-boo. You're surrounded by your own pee. It's stank in there. There's no light in there. You can't see nothing. But it smells horrible. The word of the Lord came to him to let him know, I am the Lord. That is my name. I'm the ruler in your situation. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care how difficult it is. I don't care how much it stinks. My name is Lord. My name is ruler. My name is I have the final say-so. My name is I'm the King of Kings. My name is I'm in control. My name is I have the final authority. There's no greater authority than the name of the Lord. For the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord in your situation. He's the ruler in your circumstance. He's God Almighty, and there's none beside him. My God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. I feel you, Lord. I thank you for your power. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. So he says here, now he's talking to Jeremiah, and I just wanted to paint the picture to you so you could see what's going on here. This guy is shut up in prison. It stinks in there. They didn't have toilets. You know, maybe they dug a hole. But, you know, this is before the modern world and the architectural and the structural engineering was in place. That man had the boo-boo where he laid. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have no mattresses back then. They didn't have no CD Posturepedic. They didn't have no electric blankets. He was cold in there at night, probably burning up hot during the day. You know, prison made of concrete. Glory to God. So cold at night, hot during the day. Glory to God, especially in the summertime. So he was not in a comfortable situation. I'm talking about the prophet Jeremiah in a difficult circumstance. But the Lord said, my name is the Lord. And Jeremiah knew what that meant. It meant that he was the ruler. He was in charge. He was governing the situation. He was over the situation. He was in control of the circumstance. That's why Jeremiah didn't fall apart. And some of you have situations where it looks like, my God, it looks bad. What am I going to do, Lord? God is saying, my name is the Lord. I am the ruler. I'm in charge of your circumstance. I'm in charge of your situation. I'm in charge of the problem that you could be facing or what appears to be a problem. It's not a problem for God, but only in your eyes it appears to be a problem. To God, it's already solved because he's the ruler. And whatever the ruler decrees, that's what it's going to be. He's got the final say-so. He's got the final word. He's got the final decree. It don't matter what anybody else says. God can turn your situation around in 1 second. Ah, God from heaven. I've seen him do it. I've seen him paint my credit report right before my eyes. I knew what was on that credit report, but I went to that financial institution, and they printed, they ran my Social Security, and they put in my birth date, and they put in my name, and put all the data in the computer. But God is the ruler over the computer system. Glory to God. And they pushed print, and they printed it out. I'm shaking in my boots. I'm nervous. Oh, Lord, they're going to call the police to come get me. Glory to God. But I'm sitting in that chair praying in the Holy Ghost. And God then changed the thing in the system. When it printed out, there was nothing on that paper. I mean, it was completely blank. Dekobo shaka. Glory to God. And this is what Jesus is saying to you today in Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me. This is what he said to Jeremiah after he introduced himself as saying, my name is the Lord, or the Lord is my name. Uh-huh. The Lord is my name. I'm the ruler. I'm large and in charge. I'm the shot caller in this situation. Don't worry about nothing. And this is what he told him in verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Man, that blew my mind when I saw that. First of all, he's going to say, now look, my name is ruler. I'm large and in charge. I'm running this thing. He said, now look, all I want you to do is call on my name. Call on my name. Call on my name. He said, call unto me. And this is what he guarantees. I will answer you, and I'm going to show you great and mighty things that you don't know. There's some things that you don't know right now. There's some answers that you don't have right now. But as you continue to call on the name of the Lord, he promises he's going to show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Glory. You don't have the answer right now. You don't have the solution to your circumstance or your situation. You don't know what the answer is. You have something that you're facing, a situation that you're in, needing a word from the Lord. But God said, my name is Lord. My name is ruler. I'm in charge of your situation. I'm not only in charge of your situation. I'm in charge of the whole world, for the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and them that dwell therein. So on a thousand hills, it belongeth unto the Lord, the silver and gold, it belongeth unto the Lord. If you need healing, just call on the name of the Lord. If your children need to be saved, just call on the name of Jesus. If you're in trouble of any kind, or if your grandchildren need to be saved, just call on the name of the Lord. If your nephews, your nieces, or your cousins need to be saved, just call on the name of the Lord. And then he promises, I will answer you. And then I'm going to show you great and mighty things that you don't know, things that you don't have the answer to, things that you don't have the solution to, things that you know not of. He said, I'm going to show you great and mighty things that you don't know about, but I'm going to reveal them to you after you call on the name of the Lord. He's a strong power. The righteous run in, and they are safe. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Early will I seek thee. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door, it shall be opened to you. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And to him that seeketh, he shall find. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened unto him. Keep on seeking. Keep on asking. Keep on knocking. God gave you a promise. That door is going to be opened. The answer is going to come. He's going to reveal it to you because that's his promise. Call unto me. I will. I will. I'll answer you. And I'm going to show you great and mighty things that you don't know. I may give it to you in a dream. I may give it to you in prophecy. As you read my word, I may give it to you. But call on me. I'm going to answer you. I can give it to you on a billboard. I can give it to you on a TV program. I can answer you any way I want to. But just keep calling on the name of the Lord. He promised. I'm going to answer you. And I'm going to show you some things that you don't know. Keep seeking him. You shall find him. Keep knocking. The door shall be open. That's his promise. That's his word. Give him the glory.
Give him the glory.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh. I heard the word of the Lord say, if you seek me with all your heart, you shall find me. As you're looking for silver, as you're looking for gold, seek Jesus the same way. Go after him. Go after him. Go after him. He'll give you the answer. He's faithful. He's faithful. His name is the Lord. He cannot dishonor his own word. I remember the word of the Lord. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he shall do it. If he spoke it, he shall. He shall. He shall. He shall bring it to pass. You think Jesus came to the earth and went through all of that suffering, walking down the Via Dolorosa with the cross on his back, and it was so heavy because he was so weak after being beaten 39 times with the cat of nine tails, blood coming out his side, blood coming out his back, the liver showing, the pancreas showing, his ribs showing. face looked like hamburger meat. They beat him beyond recognition. But yet for you and me, he was still carrying the cross down the Via Dolorosa. It means the way of suffering or the road of suffering. He was walking down the road of suffering for you and for me, glory to God. And he took the cross, and he still tried to carry it, being weak in his body. But they called an African man from Cyrene, and they called him, and they said, come, help this man carry his cross up to Golgotha's hill, where he would be nailed on the cross. So you, too, got to carry your cross just a little while longer. And then God said, I'll take your burden. And I'll pick it up on myself, and I'll cast your cares upon me, for I care it for you. Fear not, little ones, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you even to the end of the world. Trust in me and believe, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge me. And ye shall, I will direct your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking over, Jesus. Thank you for taking over. I can't do this, but you can do it, Lord. You can do all things. You said, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I can make it if I keep my faith on the solid rock. That's Jesus Christ. What's his name? Jesus. He's a strong power. Whatever you need, his name is Jesus. Some of y'all need to be delivered. Call on the name of Jesus. You've been struggling with a problem for a long time. Call on the name of Jesus. You got bad relationships in your life. You need to let some of them folk go. Call on the name of Jesus. You got unsaved folks coming in and out your house. They need to be saved. Call on the name of Jesus. You've been putting up with that mess long enough. It's time to call on the name of Jesus. He said, I'll answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Get on your knees. If your knees are sore, put the pillow down on the floor. Get on your knees. If you can't get on your knees, lay prostrate on your stomach and call on the name of Jesus. He promised, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. I will answer. But you got to call. Remember, his name is the Lord. He's the ruler of everything. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He's the great I am. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I love you. Have your way, Lord. Have your way.
All right. Ooh, you.
Have your way, Lord. Have
bless
your way, Lord.
Your name, God. Thank you, God.
God, have your way, Lord.
A good name.
Take
a good
over.
Name. Thank you,
Lord. In the
Lord,
spirit,
God.
Because
yeah.
There's nothing I can do. Only thing I can do is remember the name that is above every name. When you're in trouble, I know your name is good now. Your name is good because people know you by your name. And they know you got a good reputation. Your name is good. That's not the problem. It's good that your name is good. But the problem is the solution. And the solution is in the name of Jesus. If you call on the name of Jesus, he's yet faithful. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord. He changes not. He's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. He's a strong power. Walk by faith, not by sight. Don't be afraid, little ones. Just call on the name of Jesus. There's a promise in Jeremiah 33:3. He said, and I will. He didn't say I might. He didn't say someday. He said, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Leave it there. Stop picking up your burdens after you get off your knees or after being prostrate on the floor. After you take it to the Lord in prayer, leave it there. He will take your burdens and pick them up on him because he's God Almighty. There's none beside him. He's the strong power. Just run to him, and then you're safe. He'll keep the devil away from you because he's got all power in his hand. Give him glory. Say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. My God, from heaven. I want to look at one more scripture. This is very powerful what God is doing. Exodus 34:14. I want to show you something in Exodus 34:14 about the name of Jesus. I know your name is good already, because if you love Jesus, he's going to make sure your name is good. Exodus 34:14. Hallelujah. Exodus 34:14. I really feel like going up in the spirit prophetically because I feel that some people need to hear some things. Exodus 34:14 says, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Now be careful what you put ahead of God. I know a lot of people always say, well, my pastor said. Well, your pastor can say, but he ain't God. See, God is God. And if the pastor is right, he only quoting the word of God. Amen? Some people have made their pastor a God. I'm going to say that slowly. Some people have made their pastor a God. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge me. He's talking about him, talking about Jesus. Not the man. The man can only give you what Jesus give him. Now, let me say that one more time. The man can only give you what Jesus gives him. If he doesn't give you what Jesus gave him, then it ain't no good no way. Uh-oh. Stepped on somebody's toe.
Amen.
The man can only give you what Jesus gave him. If it didn't come from Jesus, it's no good. If I don't give you something that's not in this word or not from Jesus Christ himself, don't listen to me. That's why everything I'm trying to say, I mean everything, is coming from the word of the living God, Jesus Christ. If it don't come from Jesus, it ain't no good. Or let me use correct English, I'm sorry. It is not any use. It is of no use to you. You can't do nothing with it. It could be a man's opinion. It could be a man's advice. But if God didn't give it to him to give to you, it ain't going to do you no good. God's from heaven. So that means that you have the right to go to Jesus Christ for yourself. You have the right to go to Jesus and get an answer. That's why he said in Jeremiah 33:3, call me, and I'll answer you. And I'll show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Now, God is a jealous God. That's why he directs everything back to himself. He said, come to me. You got a problem? Come to me. Stop going to them folks. They don't have an answer for you. They're going to lead you into confusion and mayhem. You got a situation? Come to me. Stop running your mouth.
shut right in your mouth. You're going to get you in trouble. You're going to be confused. You're hearing all these different opinions, and it can't help you. He said, come to the name. Come to the name that's above every name. Why? Because his other name is jealous.
Woo.
You know how jealous husband is now. He don't want you flirting with no other man now. You better watch yourself. You can't be out there trying to flirt with no other man now. You got a jealous husband. He can't, he ain't going to play that. No, the only one that's flirting around here is me. You only going to flirt with me. You ain't flirting with nobody else. That's how Jesus is. See, he jealous. Don't fool around on him. Don't be trying to go to other people to get advice. Why come you didn't come to me? The same thing that this husband will tell you. He said, baby, all you got to do is come to me. I tell you, I'm talking to God every day. What you going out there talking to Tony for? He ain't got no help for you.
Well, you know, Tony is a nice guy and everything, and I just thought I'd go tell him and, you know, let's see what he had to say.
No! God ain't saying go tell him. God said, come to me. He said, call me.
Mm.
He didn't say go tell him. And go discuss all your business and they're talking about you because they don't understand nothing anyway. The devil got on them, and now they got your business all in the street.
Hallelujah.
And it messed up your name. You see, it'll mess up your name. It'll mess up your good name. So that's why you come to Jesus. Keep it a secret. Keep it private. Don't let people know your business. Forget about them. They don't need to know nothing.
All right.
Well, how you doing with that situation? I gave it to Jesus. That's your answer. I gave it to Jesus. And pick up off of it. See? That'll shut them up. Well, what you doing with that situation? I know you were talking about it and everything, and some people just want to be nosy. They come up to you to try to find out your business. Well, what did you do about that? What did you do about this situation? What did you do? What did you do? I gave it to Jesus. Now back up off of it. They just want to find out so they can call right after they finish talking to you. Sister girl, did you hear what she said? Sister girl, I was right. I heard her. See, all in your business, and now that I spread it all over the country. Before nightfall, before the
same
time, they had called 25 people.
Lord have mercy.
They done text them, they done emailed them, they done Twitter them, they done Facebooked them, everything. Girl, and then they got sold. Girl, that's the 741. You know, they got their own special code. The 741. Ooh, I know what that means.
Lord, have mercy.
Don't say nothing. Talk to Jesus. He jealous. That's his name. That's his other name. Jealous. He don't want you talking to nobody else about your business. Go on, talk to him. That's why he said, call me. He said, call me, go ahead. You don't even need a cell phone. Your battery low, you don't need a cell phone. Call Jesus. You don't need to charge it up. Just call me, he said. You don't even need internet service, wireless. You don't need none of that. All you got to do is call Jesus. And he promised you ain't going to get no busy signal. He said, I'll
come
answer
on.
You. I will answer you. That's a guarantee. I'm going to pick up the phone. You got my own phone number, and I'm going to pick it up. You got to go get the voicemail. Glory to God. You don't have to text me. I ain't into that new way of stuff God said. You don't have to text me nothing. You can call me direct. I'm going to talk to you. Old school. I'm going to talk to you. Shaka. You won't hear my voice. Ikobo Shaka. He said my sheep know my voice. And a stranger voice. They will not follow. Glory. Hallelujah.
Woo.
And he said, I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you in all truth so you don't have to be confused when the devil is trying to talk to your mind. He said, I'm going to lead you and guide you in all truth. Then he said, the third thing I'm going to do with my name. I got another name, my final name that I'm going to give you. My name is Ruler. It's called Lord. He's the ruler of everything. Then the other name, the second name, is Jealous. He's jealous. He don't want you telling your business everywhere. He said, come to me. Glory to God. Come to me. Call me. I'll take care of it for you. I got everything you need. Just come to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'll give you the glory. And the third name is called peace. You need that peace in your life. When you're making decisions and you're making choices, let peace be your governor. His name is Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace. And that's going to cause your name to be good, because as you go about doing business with people and interacting with people, so that your name will be respected, the peace of God will be in your heart and your mind. How? By Christ Jesus. He's going to give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. He that keeps his mind stayed on the Lord, the ruler of everything, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the great I am. He's going to give you the peace to govern your heart so you'll know you're in the will of God. That's how you know, because the other name, peace, the Prince of Peace, he will be in your heart. He will govern your decisions. If there's no peace, there's no God there. If you're in a situation and there's no peace, you need to call on the name of Jesus so he can keep your name good. Get out of a situation where there's no peace. If there's no peace, get out of there. Talk to God and say, God, show me your exit strategy. Get me out of this situation. And the Prince of Peace, his third name that we're going to deal with today, the Prince of Peace will lead you and guide you into all truth by his peace. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I feel the prophetic mantle on me very heavy today. I feel it by the authority of heaven in the name of Jesus. People need direction. They need words. They need confirmation, affirmation. And I'm believing by the Holy Ghost that God is going to do it today in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, as you honor these three names, we're only dealing with three names of God today, but as you honor those three names, Lord, which means ruler, jealous, he's a jealous God. He wants you to come to him, call him. Don't tell everybody your business. Keep your business out of the street so your name can be good. See, God wants you to have a good name. He don't want people running around trashing your name. He don't want people speaking bad of you. He don't want a bad reputation being developed behind your name. You want to keep your name clean, so you deal with what? You deal with the Lord, who is the ruler. Second, jealous. Call on him. Don't tell everybody your business. Keep your business. My mom used to tell me, boy, keep your business off the street. I mean, don't tell people your problems. Shut up. Come to Jesus. And they come to you, I didn't give that to Jesus. I don't know nothing. I done gave it over to the Lord. He worked it out. Oh, yes. And then the third one is the Prince of Peace. He'll give you peace after you have called on him to know that he has answered you and resolved the situation in your favor, and that he's going to come through for you, and you got the peace that surpasses all understanding, and it'll keep your name good. It'll keep your name good. What do I mean by that? In other words, you won't have to be putting your business in the street. She don't seem like she's going through nothing. She don't seem like she never going through nothing. Why? Because she gave it to Jesus. You don't seem like they going through nothing. Now, do you ever go through anything? Well, I just give it to Jesus. Are you saved? You never go through nothing. I'll never know you're going through nothing. You never talk about what you're going through. I gave it to Jesus. He told me to give it to him. He told me to call him. He didn't tell me to call you. Sister talk a lot. Brother tell everything. Hey, thank you, Jesus. So that's how you do it. That's how you stand under the authority of the name of Jesus. And what will God do? He will work it out for you. He will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. He's a jealous God. Call unto him. He's the ruler. He's the king. He's the Lord of lords, the great I am. And then he will cause your name to be of good reputation. And as your name is of good reputation, and then people will call on you. Glory to God. As your name is of good reputation, then people will call on you. But first, you have to call on the name
of the Lord. Is that all right? In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I'm going to take the prayer request. I'm going to pray for those. I really feel, I cut it early because I really feel a strong prophetic flow here today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, Prophet Michael Davis. That was a word. That was a word. Going higher and higher. Pastor Bernard? Okay, then we're going to go. I want you to pray. So do anybody want prayer? You can hit the button one. Before we go to anything, he said prayer. Okay. I'm going to open their lines then. Minister William Cartwell, praise the Lord.
God bless you.
God bless you.
That is the word of God.
Yeah, good seeing you on the line. God bless.
It's good to hear you. God bless you. That was definitely the word of God, and I'm blessed to tune in today and hear what thus says the Lord. And that name that is a good name, if you want a good name, yes, you definitely have to rely on the name of the Lord. And so you really blessed me with that word. God bless you.
Hey, brother, let me pray for you right quick, if you don't mind.
Oh, man, please do. Praise God.
Yes. What area of ministry has God called you in?
Teaching minister. Yes.
Teaching?
Yes, teaching, yes.
Okay, glory to God. Yeah, brother, I see you, I see you on your face before the Lord. This is a new call into his presence. Mm-hmm. God is calling you, my friend and my brother, into his presence to minister to him. The office of the Levite or the priest, the first assignment in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, of the priest was to minister unto the Lord. They went into the Holy of Holies, and the only thing they did there was minister unto the Lord. In other words, they were taught how to get in his presence, wait in his presence, let the presence of God wash them, fill them, revive them, and then they learn the voice of God in that presence of God. Mm-hmm. That's where the mysteries are revealed in the Holy of Holies. But as I see you on your face, I see you praying in tongues because God is going to take you into a different dimension of your tongues, and it's to minister to him first, and then God is going to reveal things, and then doors will be opened after that. Glory to God.
Let it be according to thy word.
It is done. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Whew.
Yeah, praise God.
Oh,
God. I feel a heavy dimension of the prophetic.
Glory to God.
This stuff is so deep. I'm telling you, this stuff is deep. It's going, it's deep today. Hallelujah, Father, I thank you. Mr. Ruby?
Sister Cam? Okay. Sister Albertine?
Praise the Lord, Saint.
Praise the Lord,
Sister Bernard. Sister Ruby, the incredible Michael Davis, Frosty Michael Davis, you have once again tore every devil and demon down from here to Watson. That was powerful. That was just amazingly powerful. I love the message. I came in a little towards the tail end, but I got what I needed.
Yes.
And you do have to be a person of character.
Yes.
Person of integrity, especially when you're representing God.
That's right.
Be quiet sometimes about your business because who you think your
yes.
friends are
yes.
or not. Go back as soon as
That's
you
right.
can't even phone out your hand before they text in what you're telling them. They're texting what you're telling them.
Come on. Come on.
You have to really just sometimes be humble and, you know, God will answer you.
Mm-hmm.
For this, here, that, and the other. Allow God to answer you and because he will answer.
Yes.
And
he
just
will.
Be quiet, and he'll reveal people to you, and he'll show you who you labor amongst.
That's right.
So in this hour, you know, being children of God, being peculiar and vulnerable people that we are sensitive, you know, and we have to learn to wait on him, be patient, be humble, and know who we are in Christ. And that's all that matters. In his word, study, and know that we're children of God. And like I said, if you're married, go to your husband. If you're, you know, go to your pastor. Go to someone in confidence that you know you can trust. And
that's
most importantly, go to God first, because he is a jealous God. Don't you better not put nothing before God. And trust me, I have really learned that you have to keep him first in all things. Acknowledge him first.
That's right.
Acknowledge God
first. Not second, not third, first. You're right.
That's it. And once you do that, he's going to show you and give you everything you need. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. So, that's rule. That's a rule. You live by that rule. But I thank you once again, Michael Davis. I can have another dose of that. I can go 2 more hours.
I'm standing out here in Vacaville. I'm outside. I'm looking at the mountains. I'm standing out here as I'm teaching, as the Holy Ghost is teaching. I'm looking at the mountains because I wanted to be outside today. It's so beautiful. I wasn't going to be inside. So God bless me to be outside. I'm out at this beautiful location, and I'm looking at the mountains, and that's where I wanted to be because I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help.
Mm-hmm.
And my help don't come from men, but it comes from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth.
Amen. Keep me in prayer, Prophet. Please keep me. Keep my children in prayer as well. And God bless you. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Prophet Davis, you finished? Okay, she said keep her in prayer, so you heard her right.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I'll keep her in prayer, right.
Okay, so we're going to, I think this sister, Cammy.
How you doing?
Sister Cammy.
Oh, hi, praise God.
Well, praise the Lord.
How you doing? I just came on, I just looked down and I saw Sister Bernard had sent me a text, so I was trying to call in. I guess I go back on the archives to take a look at it. I mean, take a listen to it, because I really can't use a word. But just wanted to send my love and wanted to call in and get a good word today. So I hate I missed it.
You didn't miss it. It's still there. And one of the main things Jesus was saying, and I'll repeat it to you. He was saying, call on me. And I will answer you.
Uh-huh. Amen.
And I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know.
Yeah, he has been good. God has blessed me. I don't know if Sister Bernard tell you, I have recently got a new car. So I'm so grateful for that. I haven't had a new car in like 10 years, and I fought not to get it. And that's the thing. I was like, I didn't need it because I have my daughters in college, and I went up there to go get the car, and the guy was saying we're gonna clean it up and everything for you, and I was like, oh no, I need to think about it. And Sister Virginia's testified to this. I got out maybe a block away from the dealership from not getting a new car, and somebody slammed into my old one. So it kind of forced me to have to get the new one. So I guess God said, you're going to go and get big.
God's got a blessing for you with your name on it.
Amen. I appreciate that.
With your name on it. You can't walk away from something with your name on it.
Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, come on, shut down.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
With your name on it.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nobody buy it if you don't buy it. If your name is on it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory, honor, and praise.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes. Got your name on it.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah. You're going to do that same thing with the house, see? First the car in the house.
Hallelujah.
Got your name on it.
Yeah.
Because, see, his name is Lord. That means he's the ruler of everything.
Hallelujah.
And where he goes.
Yeah. Thank you.
What he say goes. He got the final say so. He's got shut up.
Hallelujah.
My God, I'm looking at a new car myself. I just told the Lord, I said, Lord, I like this one. I said, I like this one, Lord. I like that one. I like the color of everything. I'm a color man. I like colors. I like them beautiful colors. And, Lord, I like the color.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting on the Lord. I said, go get it. And I'm going.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my shot that. I receive that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Brand new car on the showroom floor. Go get it. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's a powerful testimony. God made you go get it. He showed you.
Yeah, hallelujah.
You're not even going to drive that old car nowhere.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I got something new for you. I'm doing
hallelujah.
A new thing.
Hallelujah.
See, that's the beginning of your new thing, the turnaround. I'm doing a new
hallelujah.
Thing. It starts with the car.
Yeah.
My
Hallelujah.
God, from heaven, that's powerful.
Yes.
That's a beautiful testimony, beautiful testimony.
Amen.
You couldn't even get a block away. God said, I'm going to destroy the old thing, and I'm going to give you something new. That's a beautiful testimony.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. That's powerful.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for your
yes.
prayers. I really appreciate it.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
My praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Cammie came in at the right time. Thank you, Jesus. Always time for Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The new car, that's the word. That's my word right there. I needed a word today. That's my word, the new car.
Amen.
The new, not the used, but the new. I looked at that thing. As soon as I looked at it, I said, Lord, that's what I'm looking for right there.
Amen.
Choo-woo. As soon as I saw it, I said, that's what I'm looking for. That's it. I don't want no payments, Lord. I'm going to get the thing all mine. Cash, pink slip, everything.
Amen.
That's powerful. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Oh, Sister dropped off. Okay, we'll see if Sister Dawn can open. Sister Dawn? She's busy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we're going to, okay, that's Evangelist Bernard. Okay, Prophet Michael Davis.
Yes.
That was the right, I mean, that's where the Lord just took you high and high. That's about who's on the line. A few of them dropped. Pastor Bernard, I keep saying evangelist. I got to get used to it, but the Lord knows. That word, I'll tell you, you talked about Jesus today. It's all about the name of Jesus. He's Lord and ruler.
That's it.
He's a jealous God. He's the Prince of Peace. Woo! Them three names you I mean, and you went on to Jeremiah. Woo! Have mercy. I said, Lord, I thank you for that word. It's just going high and high and high, high, high. Get ready, and get right. I said, ooh, I thank you. Because this is all we supposed to be doing, calling on Jesus, not going on the cell phone. So Prophet Michael, I fell out. I said, Lord, he probably hitting everybody. Don't call that so you'll need to even charge the phone. Now call Jesus. Woo, Lord have mercy. I say you're right. Call Jesus. He's telling us. You just wanted, I'll tell you, just a blessing is all in our heart. If we don't know, we know now what he requires, what he wants us to do. Is that right, Prophet Michael?
What you say?
I said, if we didn't know what the Lord looking for us to do for him in this kingdom, we say we save, sanctify, and fill the Holy Ghost. We got to do as he say do, according to that word, right?
That's it. Call on him. And the beautiful thing about it, Sister Ruby, is that when we call, he gave us a promise. I'm going to answer you. I'm going to answer you. Good God from heaven. Boy, I tell you. And see, God can't lie.
He can't lie.
He cannot lie. And so when he said, I will answer you, that's a guarantee.
That he's going to answer.
That's it.
Okay, we got called back.
You don't have to wonder. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, he's a wonder. That's a blessing. We got two more. I can talk to you, Prophet Michael. He's had this state up in here. We're going to area code. What is this? 985. I know this number. 6777.
God bless you, Sister Ruby. This is Sister Kim. I had hung up. I lost signal, and that's why I didn't answer when you first called my name, and I had to call back in. But God bless you, and God bless the man of God. I thank God for the word on today.
Amen. How you doing today?
God bless. Thanking God for the word, and just had God.
What are you asking for prayer for?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Are you asking for prayer?
Oh, I can have prayer. I would accept prayer.
What are you asking God to do?
He will continue to strengthen me, that he will give me wisdom and knowledge and revelation through his word, and that he will continue to order my footsteps.
I keep hearing this in my spirit. In my left ear. I keep hearing it's already done.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, glory. Hallelujah.
My God, I keep hearing it's already done.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's actually already done.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. It's already done. And only thing you're doing is waiting for the manifestation of it.
Hallelujah.
But it's already done.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
So when it's done, now the only thing you need to do is thank him for it.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doing it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for doing it, God. Thank you. You already did it. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. See? Thank you. 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 Now, what you operate in at this point,
when God says it's already done, then you can simply operate in faith in knowing. And that's what the Bible says. In 1 John 5:14, he said, and this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, then we know he hears us. And if he hears us, then we have the petition that we have requested of him. See, he said, we already have it when we ask according to his will. He said, we already have it.
Hallelujah.
Now,
Thank you, Jesus. You just don't see it,
but it's already done. So now your attitude has to be, thank you, Lord, it's done.
Thank you, Lord.
Lady, we had already told you the car is already done.
Thank you, Lord.
All you got to do is go over there and pay for it and pick it up.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We don't need to ask Jesus no more because it's already done.
Thank you, Lord.
All you got to do now is say, Jesus, I thank you that it's done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
See?
Lord,
thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's Holy Ghost teaching.
Hallelujah.
Well, now you walk by faith and receive it, and when you have doubt come up in your heart, just repeat what God said. God has already done.
It's already done. Thank you, Jesus.
Now,
hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now go and walk by faith.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory.
That's good. Lord, that's good.
Hallelujah.
That's good right there. My God, that's good.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You don't have to work nothing up. It's already done. When God says
hallelujah.
It's done, it's done. And all you got to do is receive it.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. I receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you,
but
Lord.
Just
hallelujah.
Shall live by
thank
faith.
You, ooh,
for we walk by faith and
yes,
not
Lord.
By sight. But
hallelujah.
Just shall live by faith. Oh, the just shall live.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The just shall live by faith.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you. So God bless you, woman of God. Be at peace.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just glory in His presence. Glory in His presence.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep that worship music flowing in your house 24/7.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let that anointing get built up in there. Built up the anointing and keep faith in your heart.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
anybody
you,
listening,
Lord.
Keep worship music flowing 24/7 in your home. Don't
yes.
even turn it off. Leave it going.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep the
thank
spirit
you,
going. That way them devils won't be up in there. Get the Holy Ghost in there and don't let him leave. Holy Ghost,
yes.
You ain't leaving. I'm locking you up in this house.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You ain't thank leaving.
You, thank you, Jesus.
That's what I do. I keep it going. I keep it going 24/7. I walk in, and the only thing I'm hearing is Jesus. Something about Jesus.
Yes.
And I don't want to hear nothing else either. Somebody come to me talking about, man, I don't want to hear nothing about no news. Get away from me with that mess. I got the news already. I know what's going to happen. It's written in the Word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Whew, my God. But see, that's just how I live. That's me. Now, that's how we're supposed to live, but everybody haven't chosen to go there yet. So just follow Jesus. That's why I point people to Jesus. Don't even look at me. Look at Jesus. Look at Him. God, I'm Moshata. My God, I love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Whew. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Thank God for you. Thank
amen.
God,
amen.
God bless you. We're going to Prophet Pearson. Prophet Pearson.
How y'all doing today?
Bless the Lord. How's
that tuning in today? Show y'all was doing and everything and greet y'all in Jesus' name. Just see how y'all love the people was doing today and things of that nature. And just to let y'all know in this time and season that we're living in that we must live by faith and not only live by faith, but we must live according to the things of God and things of that nature. Just want to encourage the body of Christ just to greet y'all in Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Glory. Glory, glory. He said, have thine own way, Lord.
Hey, so
have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am but clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I'm yet waiting, yielded and sealed.
Thank you, Jesus.
In...
All right. Thank you, Lord. Take us off that last call.
Oh, Prophet Pierce.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Prophet
Pierce. Yes.
That was Prophet Mike. David, you're still on the line.
What's wrong?
Yes.
Oh.
Prophet Pearson was just talking, Prophet David.
Oh, yes. I just give God praise. I just wanted to make an announcement, if I could. For those of you that don't know, I will be down in Tucker, Georgia this week coming in, be down there on Tuesday. I'm delivering a word at a ministry, Fertile Grounds Ministry. The address is 2206 Freight Lane Avenue. We'll be down that way in Tucker, Georgia. We hope, pray that something can be said for those of you that have never been out that way. So we hope and pray that y'all may to come and fellowship with us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
What's the word today? What's the word today, Prophet? I know you hear me talk, but you got another word. What's the word?
the conclusion of the matter, as you well know, is we do all things for the glory of God. That's the conclusion of the matter. If any man does a thing, but he does not do it for the glory of God, then the thing that he doeth is in vain.
Right.
Whether it's ministry, and that's Psalms 127, except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain that build it.
I know that's right.
They got ministries that are built, but according to that scripture, it's not by God. Some are not by God.
Mm.
So the conclusion of the matter is that the thing that a man doeth, if it is not for the glory of God, then it is in vain.
Right.
But if it's for the glory of God, then God will be glorified in it.
Oh, yes.
Woo! Hallelujah. That was hot off the press there. That was hot off the press.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And may the Lord go and do his will concerning your meeting. May souls come and be saved, and may the cross be lifted up.
Amen.
Amen. Mr. Ruby?
Yeah. Yeah, praise the Lord,
yeah,
Prophet Michael. We have another caller. They just came on. Okay, area code 910-4971. Okay, thank you so much for tuning in. We're here Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. California time. Okay, God bless. I think that's everybody, Prophet. Let's see. Yeah, we got everybody. Prophet, let me see. Pastor Bernard? Okay, maybe.
He's not on today.
Okay, I'm just making sure she hit the button to come on. But anyway, it was a blessing, Prophet David. We're going back to you, and I didn't say what I had. Everybody else? Go ahead.
I had a good time, too, Sister Ruby. I'm telling you, God had me preaching today out here. I'm outside at this beautiful baseball park. Nobody's out here. God led me to come out here because nobody was out here. The weather is perfect. There's no wind blowing. I got a view of these mountains. I'm looking at these mountains as I'm standing here at the baseball diamond. Glory to God. And it's just a beautiful scene that God has given me to come today to minister the word of the Lord. And I was excited about ministering the word of the Lord because I know God wanted to say something to his people.
Mm-hmm.
And the things I think God wanted to make clear were three key things. The first one is that he's ruler. His name is Lord. Lord means ruler. So he's Lord. He's ruler. That's first. The second thing he wanted to make sure people understood, that he's jealous. Uh-huh. And that don't call on the name of men or man, call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the third thing he wanted to make clear, his other name is Prince of Peace. And that God will give you a peace when it's his will. If it's not his will, you will have no peace. You'll be unsure. You'll be struggling. You'll be stumbling, fumbling, bumbling. But when it's God, his peace that surpasses all understanding will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. My God from heaven. And then the thing that I had in my heart, because I was saying, Lord, now there's something that I got in my heart. I need an answer. And then Sister Tammy came on talking about the new car. The new car, not a used, but new. I said, Lord, I know that's what you got for me, because I just saw this car, I think it was 2 days ago. I've seen that, you know, sometimes you see some things, and you go, my God, that got my name all over it. That's me. I mean, that's just me. You know, I know my style. I know what I like. And I saw this car, and I said, oh, Lord God from heaven. Lord, this is my color. This is me, Lord. This is me. And here comes Sister Cammie talking about the new car. So I'm now listening for God to tell me, son, is your car going to get it?
Go and get it.
He came on right on time.
My God.
Lord, speak to me, please. Tell me, go get it. Make sure I got all the money in the bank so I can write the check for it.
Okay.
On the spot. Just go and write the check for it. I'll take them a cashier's check. I'm not paying no notes. I'm not paying no monthly nothing, just the insurance. And I'll pay that off every 6 months, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I talk to the Lord. Lord, I don't want no car payments, nothing. I want to own it. I don't want to play no games with the finance companies. I don't want them calling me for nothing, and I don't want to call them for nothing. I didn't get your statement, or we didn't get your check. Now I don't want to go through none of that. I buy it, it's mine. I own it.
Okay.
I'm not making payments on nothing. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Now, you said it right. In Jesus' name. Before and the middle and the end, huh?
The before, the middle, and the end.
Jesus. Woo. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Woo. My God. But see, if you don't decree it, Sister Ruby, and anybody listening, if you don't decree it, then how are you going to believe it? Because you shall have what you say.
Mm-hmm.
You can speak into your own life. Lord, I don't want to pay for, I don't want to have monthly payments. I want to pay it off. Talk to the Lord like that and see what he do.
Mm.
He said you shall be the lender, not the borrower. I don't want to borrow nothing.
Mm.
He said you shall be the head, not the tail. See, you shall be above only, not beneath. Jesus. So that's what I believe, and that's what I'm standing on, and I'm talking to Jesus about it. I ain't telling nobody nothing.
That's right. You said if you did, then you would have to come back and tell us you were charging up your cell phone.
I ain't charging no cell phone. I'm calling on Jesus.
Right. I'll be listening. God, the blessing. Well, we got everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody you pray for.
Yeah.
Sister, I can pray, still pray for Pastor Bernard. Sister, I mean Mother Charity. You know, she had death, a sister, and then her niece passed away. So, you know, she's still breathing. Pray for each and everyone on the broadcast. And I couldn't get the chat room up today, so pray for the people there. Pray for all of the callers and listeners all over the world, all over where Block Talk Radio go. Oh, wait a minute. I see Evangelist. Is she on? Prophetess Bernard.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I was drifting in and out. Amen.
Oh, okay.
So thank God I heard, I did hear the word, a good name. Amen, amen. And he certainly broke it down where a fool should not err. I tell you, I enjoyed that word on today. And I tell you, I thank you all for your prayers. Amen. We were able to get through. And I tell you, some of the same things you've spoken to us on today, I said some of it this morning in a 10 or 15 minute eulogy, amen, that, you know, God has a number that we can always dial. It's up to us to make that effort and call on him, amen. He has a 24-hour line. You don't have to worry about no missed calls, drop calls. You don't have to worry about a voice message. God will always answer. Amen. All we have to do is call upon him. And that's what we spoke today into the hearing of the living. Amen. Amen. God has an appointed time, and that's for all of us. Amen. So a little drain today, but lift me up in prayer. Need much prayer. Need much prayer. Amen. You don't know what spirits you're going to encounter when you go into these different environments. Amen. All of the environments are unhealthy, healthy, amen.
Right.
So we just have to ask God to cover us with his blood and cover us with his word.
Right.
Amen. So, you know, the physical man always breaks down, but the spirit man is still alive, is still active, is still flowing. So we really just take this time to thank God for this word on today, talking about a good name. Thank God for Sister Ruby, and thank God for all of you all tuning in. Go back if you weren't able to hear the message in its entirety. We encourage you to go back on the archives. Invite somebody else to listen in with you. Amen. These words and these messages are not just coming for naught. We certainly are living in the end time, and Jesus is soon to come. Amen. So if you have not made your peace with God, I tell you this. It's no better day than today. Sometimes we put off today until tomorrow, but we need to realize that God is the only one who holds tomorrow. Tomorrow isn't promised to us. We're not promised that we'll even make it through the next hour, but it's because of his grace, because of his mercy, because of his name, amen, amen, that he grants us an opportunity to go a little bit further. So thank God for you, Prophet Michael Davis, answering the call. I know it was such short notice, but thank God for you always being ready and willing to yield, amen, and share a word of God with the people of God. So God bless you.
And we just pray over you, Evangelist Bernard, whereby the Holy Spirit will refresh you, where he will revive you, where he will restore you, where he will replenish you, where he will nourish you, even as you take a nap, as it were, and as you are napping, that the angels of the Holy Ghost, the angels of God, the angels of Jesus, would come and minister to you as you're resting and restore, revive your body, replenish and refresh.
with a fresh anointing from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, and that the peace of God would cover you as a new garment.
Jesus.
That the peace of God would clothe you as a new garment. Hey, not only on the outer man, but in the inner man also.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Glory, yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Holy Ghost.
we bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Hell yeah,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you for everything.
Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, Jesus, we sure do love you, I'm telling you.
Jesus, I sure do love you.
Jesus, we sure do love him some Evangelist Bernard.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
My God. He loves from Evangelist Bernard.
Jesus.
I tell you.
Thank you for the love,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, to your will, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Help me to share it. Hallelujah. Help me, Lord God.
Yes,
to let somebody else know that
yes.
The love of God, can shine abroad in their lives, God. She can impact lives, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Prophet Davis, I tell you, I knew him was. I know God loves you. Hallelujah. When you're going in territory, you're going into the enemy's camp. And sometimes you think you have your full armor on. Hallelujah. Sometimes you think you're girded with the full armor. Oh, but I tell you, folks don't believe that there are spirits many. And in the land, Hallelujah. Thank God I had my cousin, Minister Aaron, was here.
Amen.
My neighborhood friends was here. Afterwards, I didn't know nothing about no second line. I didn't know they was going to a second line. I said, well, wait. Now, hold up. I didn't sign up for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we did about face. I did what I had to do, and I didn't go to no second line. Amen. Somebody else had to commend the body to the ground because that wasn't my assignment to attend a second line. Huh? Glory to God.
That's right.
Jesus. So when you go in, you do what God has given you to do. Anything extra, that you haven't been informed of, amen, you don't have to sign for that. Didn't sign up for that. See, the devil entrapped you. Glory to God.
Right.
We talking about a good name. Amen. I wasn't going out in those streets with that foolishness. It may not seem foolish to those that are involved, but it's foolishness to God because God ain't getting no glory. The only person getting any glory is this flesh. And I refuse to give any glory to the flesh. Amen. I came to give glory to God. I was created to worship God. Not get out in the street with no second line band. That's their culture. That's what they do, but it ain't what I do. Glory to God. So I had to bail on out. Hallelujah. Minister Aaron said, that's it for us. Hallelujah. I'm going to sit around wait around an hour to go to the gravesite. I don't think so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I had to just use my common sense and know that, hey, the assignment God gave me, it was over. After I preached the message, that was it. I had to go. Hallelujah.
That's right.
So I
preach
just
the gospel and go.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
The gospel and go. For the living, not for the dead.
Come on.
He's our boss, show folk. He's the living among the dead. Hallelujah.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus. You preached that. I think you did a two or three day series on that. Forget it. He's living among the dead. I remember that. It was good. We need to bring that one back up again.
Yeah, replay that one. That was good.
Glory to God.
You know what the Lord was saying to me while you were ministering in the Holy Spirit? the Lord was making it clear that people are not, they plan that they're spending time with God, but they're not.
All right.
They're not spending time in his presence. That's why they have trouble receiving from him.
My God.
They're not spending time in his presence. See, the reason that we connect so strong, Evangelist Bernard, is because I know by the Holy Ghost you're spending time with God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I know it. You're praying, you're talking to him, you're reading your word,
yes,
you're listening to Holy Ghost stuff. And the reason
yes,
I know is because there's a Holy Ghost connection.
Hey, you don't know the Messiah. Thank you, Jesus.
When there is a struggle to have a Holy Ghost connection, there's a cat on the line somewhere.
Come on, man. Come on, come on, come on.
It's a dead cat on the line somewhere.
Yes, God. Yes, God. And Prophet Michael, you have
to have a Holy Ghost connection.
That's right. You have to infuse yourself with the worship. You have to infuse yourself in being in the presence of things that are holy. You have to watch what you listen to. Even when I get my call, sometimes my granddaughter, if I get out the car to go in the store, something, I come back, she didn't say, I say, wait, don't touch my dial. I have it programmed to gospel music. That's all I want to blare in this car. Now, I understand that's not your taste, but you in my vehicle. So my taste become your taste as long as you listen. Don't change my radio. Don't change it. Amen. And when I get up in the morning, amen, after prayer, what have you, then I put on music that's going to inspire, music that's going to create an atmosphere. See, you got to create your atmosphere before you leave out the door.
That's
you
right,
ain't guaranteed
right.
to come back. But if you create an atmosphere, you know the Messiah, that atmosphere will saturate every place that you go. Everybody that you encounter, because guess what? You done already tapped into God. You done already spent some time with him. Amen. So God is going to order your steps. Hallelujah. We have to be careful of what we're listening to in this season. Even some of these gospel or contemporary songs, some of them is full of the devil. Yeah, they're singing about God. They're talking about Jesus. But you know what? They're getting their groove on.
Right.
That's not of God.
It's not of God. That's right. Not of God.
Jesus. Not of God. It's not of God. I don't know how folks can sing about Jesus and then they switching their hips. God ain't in that mess. He's not in that. God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's not going to accept anything less. Nothing less. Glory to God.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right. What you're saying is true.
God, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. We need you, God. We need God. We need him. We need him. We need him. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Take him along with you everywhere you go.
All right, Sister Ruby. Amen. Well, we don't have anybody scheduled for Thursday and Friday, so those of you all that follow us on social media, Twitter and Facebook and all these other social media, I'm not a fan of Instagram. I haven't gotten in tune with that, but I just put out a flyer like we put out a flyer today, letting you know that Prophet Michael Davis will be sharing the word of God with us today, so just look for that. We'll send you out a blast text and let you know what the Lord says. Didn't do any scheduling, so as the Lord leads us on tomorrow and Friday, we'll just go as we'll just flow as we go. I'll say that. Amen. So if you can dismiss us with the word of prayer, Prophet Michael Davis, we want you to also to be in pray for Minister Cresha, Pastor Miracles, Alma Vera. Pray for her and also Pastor Miracles' mother. Amen. And there was somebody, this is a little 4-year-old baby girl, a baby daughter of one of our friends there in Stockton, drowned on Sunday. had a family reunion at one of the bishop's homes there in Stockton, 4 years old, at the bottom of the pool, dead. So we want you to pray for that young mother and that young father that lost their daughter this past Saturday, Prophet Michael, there in Stockton.
And pray for liberal Democrat.
Yes, we want to pray for the man of God. Amen.
Yeah. Have you heard? Heard from him?
No, we haven't heard anything from him. No.
I've been praying, my Prophet David.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father in heaven, we thank you.
Thank you.
In the matchless name of Jesus, for the concerns that have been lifted before you.
Thank you.
You've heard each and every one, the young child who was taken by way of drowning.
Yes, God.
Father, let not the parents blame each other or themselves.
Yes,
or let not them put the blame on anyone.
Thank you, God.
And let them not be accusatory in this time of grieving. It's very easy to say, well, if you were watching her, this wouldn't have happened.
That's right.
Or if there was a guard around the pool, then that wouldn't have happened. But God knows all things, and all things are already set in order because of his holy word, not because of ours. And when there is a time that is set for one to go, none can stop it. None can prevent it. For God is the author of life and of death.
Yes.
Glory to God. So, Father, we thank you, in the name of Jesus, that when this ongoing takes place, there will only be rejoicing and celebration.
Yes,
and nothing else, nothing negative, nothing derogatory, but only celebration in the authority of the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And that we ask for peace for that family, peace for the loved ones, peace for the relatives, peace for everybody involved, because your name is peace, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
so we thank you right now, Father.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
In the Koshava, we lift up past the miracle
over
our sister in the name of Jesus. That Lord, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We know that the sickness does not come from the name of Jesus.
Yes,
but it's
Lord.
It's an act of the enemy. But we bind you, Satan, in the name of the Lord, the King of the earth. We bind you in Jesus' name, and we forbid you to go any further. We command the situation to be reversed in the name of Jesus. Reverse it now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For she said you were wounded for her transgressions, bruised for her iniquities. The chastisement of a peace is upon you, and with your stripes, she is already healed in the name
of Jesus.
We rebuke the report of the naysayers. We rebuke the report of the devil. We rebuke the report of any negativity. But God, you reverse the situation for your glory and for your name's sake. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My God, I feel God. Lord, we magnify your name. For there is no greater name than your name. You're still in control of the earth. People are looking to Obama for answers. People are looking to, glory to God, the League of Nations for answers. But there is no answer in them. The answer is in the name of Jesus. He is the answer for ISIS over there in Iraq, in Iran. He's still God of the whole earth just because they served the devil. God is in control of the devil too. Glory! He still sits on the throne and governs the universe.
God.
by his authority, by his will, by his dominion, by his power. And there's no greater name than the name of Jesus.
Yes,
for every knee shall bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord in heaven, in earth, and beneath
yes,
the earth. That Jesus belongs to glory. My God, I feel God. Now we pray for the man that goes by the name of Liberal Democrat. You know where he is. You know what
yes,
he's doing. Pronounce and your angels to get his feet, to put his feet on the path that you want him on. So let him go nowhere that you
yes,
ordained for him to go. Don't let him go into no house, no location, no establishment that you have not ordained where darkness dwells, where demons dwells, where Lord is
destruction
in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby you will be glorified. Wherever he goes, he will not compromise just because he's out of the country.
Yes,
and you don't think nobody can see him. But you see everything. You know all
yes,
things.
God.
But Father, we call on you
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus that you would direct his path. His steps. Keep him holy. Keep his mind on Jesus. Rebuke the spirit of traps coming to him. The lustful demons.
Yes,
spirit. Glory to God. The Delilah spirit. We rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Sometimes people leave the country and think, well, I might be able to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that because I'm not on my home soil. But wherever you go, Jesus is still there. Glory to God. So, Father, watch him. Keep him in all his ways. Let the angels keep him on the right path. Let him stay holy and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for doing it. We thank you for doing it. We thank you for the protection. We all need to be protected from the tricks and the wiles of the devil. And so we thank you for it now. And we call it
down. Yeah, Lord.
We call it done. In the name of Jesus. My God, from your faith. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Nobody like you. You're the Alpha and the Omega. You're the beginning and the end. You're the first and the last.
Yes,
you are God. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you. Thank you. I don't have no other words. Thank you. Thank you for my counseling. Thank you for my rising. Thank you for my coming. Thank you for my going. I give you the glory. I preach to one person like I'm preaching to 1,000. It don't matter to me. But God don't do it for the people. I'm doing it because I love you. I'm doing it because you call me. I'm doing it because I don't have no choice. I'm compelled by God to preach the gospel.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
It's not just a call on my life. It's a commandment. If I don't do it, I'll be in trouble. I don't have a choice. I'm not like everybody else. They got a choice. I don't have a choice. You kill me if I don't do it. That's why I'm always willing. That's why I'm always ready. I don't have a choice. I'd rather die than to turn my back on him. Wheresoever shall I go.
He
got the words of life. Where else am I going to go?
Where else am I going to
Ah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Holiness is right. Holiness without no man shall see the Lord. It's time, people of God. It's time.
Jesus. Glory to God. Bless you today, Jesus.
Yes, God. I hear you, Lord. Oh God.
It's time to shut in.
God put it in my spirit, Prophet Davis, to do a shut in here in this city for 2 days.
Nobody can go out
and nobody come in. The only they come in, you come in for the whole 2 day period.
That's it. And when it's over,
then you go out. Because we don't want no spirits to be transferred in.
If you commit to come,
no cell phones, no messages from the outside, we going to fall on our face, we going to lay prostrate, and we going to call on the name of Jesus. Lord of God. We can do it. Messiah, Jesus fasted. Messiah. And he consecrated himself, and he isolated himself. He said, greater work shall we do. Can't we do 2 days? Two days. Shut out. Shut out and shut in. Yes, God. I heard the Lord saying that while you were praying. I heard him saying it. We got to go back to the old landmark. We got to go back where we reverence prayer.
That's being in the presence of God. Wait a minute. You didn't hear it. That's the name of the shut-in, the old landmark. That's the name of it. It's called the old landmark.
The old landmark. Let us go back.
Shabbat, Hoko, Rende, Baha. These folks done got fancy. And everybody wants titles and want to be recognized. But I heard the word of the Lord say, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and heal the land. That's your answer right there. If my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. My God from heaven. That's your theme of scripture right there.
All right.
It's called the old landmark. Your theme scripture is 2 Chronicles 7:14.
All right. I'm writing that right as you speak.
See what God does? See how God birthed it through prayer? It's been birthed through prayer.
Thank you, Jesus. Return thou unto me.
Old landmark.
Lord, I bless you, Jesus.
You don't hear them folks talking about that now, do you?
No.
If my people who are called by my name, shoot them jokers. You don't even hear them praying no more. They get up, the first thing they do is start worship music. They don't even pray.
That's
right. Everybody stand up, clap your hands.
Yes, Lord. Yeah, you're telling the truth.
They need to give everybody some pillows and say, it's a phone. Hit the floor.
My God. Lord.
And we're going to stay down here until Jesus show up.
Come on now.
That's how you do it. That's church. We're going to stay down here until Jesus show up. However long it takes. Then when he shows up, he'll tell us what to do next.
That's
how I was brought up. I was brought up in old hope. They give you a pillow. You come into church, they give you a pillow. Everybody get on your knees. You can't get on your knees,
yeah.
Right on your stomach.
All right.
And we stayed down there. If you don't have the Holy Ghost yet, just call on the name of Jesus.
That's it.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
And it just says, keep calling on him. He's coming. Just keep calling. And then the saints that were seasoned and mature, they praying in the spirit. They praying in tongues.
All right.
And some of them pray in tongues, like, and then they start saying in the spirit in tongues, you know. Seek my God, oh, Coco, Shate, you know. Some of those seasoned mothers that know what they're doing, not no novice. The seasoned folk.
Lord, Abbott.
See, they don't have. See, these folk down, they're coming up in here, they're young bucks, and then they get a little taste of the tongue. They don't even have a developed tongue yet. They get a little taste
Come
of the
on
tongue,
now.
And then they cut the whole thing. You just got a taste. You don't got the whole thing yet, baby.
Come on, say that.
It's called the baptism. The baptism means you got to be fully submerged in that thing. Not a dip, not a tip. But all of it. Boy, I tell you, this.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
We got the fire. I feel strength coming on.
Fire.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
We got to go back to the old landmark, Evangelist Bernard.
Go back.
What they say about that plumb line. Woo! Jesus, have mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Go back.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Woo!
See, the way, in other words, the way your great-great-grandmother got it, that's how you're going to have to get it. There ain't no new school stuff here.
All right.
No microwave stuff over here. You got to get it the old-fashioned way. I got the Holy Ghost. When God gave me the Holy Ghost, this is what he said to me. I was taking a Holy Ghost class at a school, and a lady came up to me and said, are you spirit-filled? I didn't say nothing because I didn't want to lie. She prayed for me. Jesus, fill this brother with the Holy Spirit. And I just said amen, and I didn't want to lie. I didn't say nothing. I kept my mouth closed. And then so when I got in my car to go home after the class on the Holy Spirit, God said, turn your radio off. I said, okay, I'll turn it off. And he said, when you get home, go to your room, close your door, and get on your knees. He didn't say sit in the chair. He didn't say sit on the desk. He said, get on your knees.
Wow.
That's what he told me. And when I went home, because I had two roommates, I went home, I didn't say nothing to him. I closed the door, I got on my knees, and I'm telling you, God is my witness and the Holy Ghost. As soon as I hit my knees, for 45 minutes, I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. And I knew that I had it.
Wow.
But Jesus. I had to hit the knees.
Come on.
He told me the old-fashioned way how to do it. I had to hit the knees. Get on your knees. That's why the Bible said every knee shall bow. You don't hear me. Every knee shall bow. There's something about getting down there.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Every knee shall bow. There's
something
about getting on your knees.
Hallelujah. It brings deliverance.
Yes, it does.
Brings peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay.
I don't even see nobody getting on their knees in church no more.
You don't even see it. We used to come in, when we came in the sanctuary, we would bow down and pray before we even took our seat.
Supposed to.
As soon as you got to the pew, you got down on your knees, and you thank God for being there. Then you got up and sat down.
That's right.
You don't see you do that today, they think you gone crazy.
These folks come in there and start running their mouths, start talking about what happened last month sometime.
And they're not in there. They're not prayerful.
A couple minutes before
church start. They should be, you should have prayer going up before service even start. Don't come in the sanctuary talking and running your mouth. That's so foul. That is
foul. Talking about the sale that went on at Macy's.
Yes, Lord. You're telling
me.
Girl,
did you get... Girl, I got this dress at me. Girl, it was 50% off. What that got to do with the Holy Ghost?
Nothing.
God help us.
God help us, Jesus.
Sister Ruby, you hear what I'm saying?
I'm like you now. I ain't saying nothing.
I'm going to tell on them, though.
We have been guilty. Well, we have enjoyed the word today, I tell you. Hallelujah. My spirit has been quickened. Ah, glory to God.
Yes.
Quickened.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
I was just sitting there. I said, now, Lord, open up a venue because I need to get one or two. You just said all I need is two or three. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And wait, would make a commitment. Do you know when the Bible says, Prophet David, one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight? Just think if we could get, as Abraham said, told God, Lord, will you spare the city if you find 10 righteous? God said, there's 10, I'll spare the city. Hallelujah. 10 righteous people to go before God and really intercede. With nothing on their agenda but reaching the throne of God.
Get that guy.
Do you know what we could do? It don't take
a whole
lot of folks.
Get that guy, brother. Get the younger brother. Get the younger brother. Get his members to come out there for 2 days. The older brother, he's going to have some. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
The older brother, the one in 50, he got some seasoned saints over there. But
yes.
The younger brother got them youngsters. Get them youngsters over.
All right. Hey. Thank you.
Get them youngsters. Tell them, come on, with your tattoos, come on over here. And just say, for real.
Come on. Come on now.
Get your pillow.
Cool.
Get your blanket. Turn them cell phones off. Ain't no texting up in here.
That's right.
Yeah, they're going to try to text now. But you tell them. Get them
that's another demon. That's another demon. That the devil have loosed in the land. These cell phones, they are a distraction from everything that you try to achieve and accomplish in life. Those cell phones, so we don't call no more. Now it's a text generation.
Yeah.
You know, it's always the devil always come up with something to distract the saints. Hallelujah, and get us off of the focus of reading our Bible and praying and fasting. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And these social medias, too, they ain't nothing but demons also. Hallelujah. A demon been devised to get your attention off God. Glory to God.
That's all.
And focus on all this worldly stuff going on. That's all it is. It's set up to destruct. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's what it's there for. All right. Well, Sister Ruby, I'm going to sign on off. Amen.
Okay.
We'll see what the Lord said. Thank you, Prophet Michael Davis. We appreciate you.
God bless you.
Thank you for
we'll
that
talk
time
to you later
and
on this week.
Today. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lord. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Keep us in your prayers. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Ah, glory. God bless you. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. Mm. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's your no. Okay. Okay. Well, we now blessing.
the Lord. Jesus, I love calling your name. My oldie, Shirley Cecil, she sung that song. We just call on Jesus. God bless. We're closing out. We'll see you tomorrow. Lord, say the same.